Hi, and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Nick Theodoulou. And first up, petrol station owners have threatened to up the stakes in the ongoing fuel row with the North as their legal team on Tuesday said that they will report the Republic to the European Commission. The core of their grievance is that the public is spending millions of euros each month in the North filling up on cheaper fuel, and the Republic is not doing anything to stop it. Spokesman for the petrol station owners, Christodoulos Christodoulou, said that it's not just the money, but the acceptance on part of the Republic of the illegalities which are taking place. Their lawyer has argued that the Republic is not abiding by the Green Line regulation, which sets out which goods and in what quantities they may be traded between the two communities. And moving on. The Green Party has demanded the closure of all zoos operating in Cyprus, both private and government-run. The party said that complaints regarding the operation of zoos in Cyprus are constant, almost daily. They further said that the public complaints all reference the miserable and depressed state of animals kept in captivity under unsuitable conditions. Coordinator of the Greens Animal Protection Service, Anthi Mouzouri, said that taking into account the prevailing conditions in Cyprus where there was limited expertise in wild animal management, a lack of monitoring of EU directives, and the intense weather, the only solution was the complete abolition of all zoos. And next, Larnaca Criminal Court will on November 4th deliver its judgment in the first trial relating to the controversial Citizenship by Investment programme. The court announced the date on Tuesday after hearing clarifications from the attorneys on their closing arguments, which they had made on August 31st. Filed in May 2021, the case involves five individuals and four companies. The court case is based on the findings of an ad hoc panel headed by then Securities and Exchange Commission Chief Dimitra Kaloyeru, who looked into certain citizenships granted from 2012 to 2018. The panel examined 12 files involving 42 individuals considered high risk. And elsewhere, a €20 million deal to digitally upgrade all schools by 2025 was signed by the Education Ministry on Tuesday. Education Minister Prodromos Prodromou said that, in essence, this is the biggest technological upgrade and one of the biggest reforms in education that will radically improve everyday school life. The agreement provides for the development, installation, maintenance, and operation of an integrated digital system connecting teachers, parents, and students. The project will begin immediately and be completed in 30 months and will benefit all. Schools, Prodromou said, will be radically transformed. And moving on. The plan governing the development of the Agamas has hit further problems with the Concrete Manufacturers Association threatening to take strike action over the Androlikou quarry after its expansion was nixed by the Environment Department. The department restricted the expansion of the quarry, subject to a review, in 3 years. But that has caused outrage amongst those in the industry, and they have now threatened to cease operations on September the 16th unless the department reverses its decision. They have warned that the Paphos district will be left without building materials, but the department said that their primary goal is the protection of the environment and birds. And finally, MPs have voiced exasperation at the government's delay in tabling a bill that regulates remote working, while employers and industrialists propose the legislation to be put on ice until after the European Commission issues a relevant directive. The draft bill is still being vetted by the Attorney General's office. A meeting of all stakeholders in late September should set a timetable for tabling the bill to Parliament. In October of last year, MPs asked the government to prepare legislation to regulate work from home in a bid to secure workers' rights, which appear to have been affected during the coronavirus pandemic. And that's all for today. But as always, for the latest news, commentary and analysis, check out www.cyprus-mail.com.